Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the Coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK, starting my day heart healthy with my oatmeal on my sideboard, sharing my excitement and my mild concern and care for everyone. And this morning, sharing my connection again with Anna Rose MacArthur from KYUK News. And she has Napakiak City Council Member Walter Nelson on the phone. So good morning to each of you.
Good morning, Grady. Good morning, Walter.
And without any further ado, Anna Rose, passing it on to you.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Communities across the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta are enacting travel restrictions and community precautions to try to prevent the coronavirus from reaching their community. Napakiak on the Lower Kuskokwim is one of those communities. And this morning, as Grady introduced, I'm joined by Napakiak City Council Member Walter Nelson to talk about the measures Napakiak has taken on this front and to get insight into what life is like in the community during this time. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning, Anna. Thank you for inviting me to talk about what Napakiak has done so far in taking precautionary measures in our area.
And tell me about those precautionary measures in Napakiak.
First of all, you know, like some other communities are doing, we're putting out, necessary measures that need to be in place. And we're urging all, you know, unnecessary travel in and out of Napakiak, except for emergencies or health-related issues. And then what we're also doing is, posting up signs and educating our community members on, everything that's being, put out by, regarding this COVID-19 that's, globally affecting every walks of life in every country. And rural Alaska will be no different. So I'm urging every community to make this as their number one priority to take, different measures for their health and safety for their community members.
Mm-hmm. And Napakiak is asking that people who are not residents to not come into the community. Napakiak is located very close to Bethel, and especially during ice fishing time, people like to pop into Napakiak for gas, for snacks, as they go to the Johnson to do their ice fishing. Are people still coming into Napakiak? What's the traffic like?
The traffic has subsided, somewhat. But, there are a few that, drop by for fuel and snacks, as you mentioned, from our local store here. And we posted some signs, that non-residents, aren't permitted, even for little necessities, as for gas, that this epidemic, we don't know who is going to be carrying it. We may be carrying it, here in a pocket too, but who knows? It's just like every other community where a person or a community is very vulnerable to this pandemic we are facing. It's not if, but when it's going to be in rural Alaska. It would not matter if another place such as like Scammon Bay, Hooper Bay, we all get, every little place gets, some kind of health issues, you know, like flu, and it hits every little community, and every little community is not immune to this COVID-19 that they're really talking about.
Mm-hmm. And is Lepakiak able to enforce these measures, these restrictions? Different communities have different levels of enforcement and ability to enforce. Some communities have law enforcement meeting each plane at the airstrip. What's happening in Lepakiak?
You know, that's the process we're still working on. And then, you know, we had gotten together and talked about this enforcement that we're still dealing with. And we're looking into, you know, better, how to better deal with it. And, you know, like I mentioned, that, you know, our agent here is also part of this, that, you know, the only things that are required is the mail and the freight that are, you know, coming into Lepakiak. And if for some reason there's, you know, a person out, non-resident, that comes into Lepakiak, that the agent will, you know, contact, you know, the necessary entities, and then we'll take, you know, look into those enforcement measures. Mm-hmm. But we are still working on this portion here.
And, of course, the issues that existed before this pandemic began are continuing, and the pandemic is just compounding them. I'm speaking to Lepakiak has been dealing with mitigating severe river erosion that's threatening essential buildings in the community like its school. Is that work on hold amid this pandemic?
Everything has been either canceled or postponed, you know, until this pandemic gets cleared one way or the other. So everything has been shut down, you know, coming into Lepakiak, even, you know, projects, you know, are all postponed until, you know, further notice.
Lepakiak homes are on a hauled water system, and many households use the laundromat to wash their clothes. And as I understand it, there's a new system that's been put in place at the laundromat. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. You know, the city of Lepakiak has a services that are provided to the community members, such as the laundry. We're on a road system, which, you know, we're on a hall and sewer system. And what the city did was, you know, it started like a couple of weeks ago that, you know, any committee member that needs to do their laundry needs to call ahead of time and set, and they're set up, you know, to come and do their laundry as, you know, individual. And that would, you know, go on with our water and sewer, you know. We're in the process of, you know, waiving out, you know, our water and sewer delivery system like the other communities have done so far.
Mm-hmm. And what about at the store? Have there been any measures to limit the number of people at the store or to socially distance people inside?
That's one big thing that we're, you know, talking about, you know, social distancing. We're working together as the three entities here, and then we're communicating, you know, how to best serve our community members while this epidemic is going on.
And from your assessment, Walter, what's the level of cooperation with all these measures in Lepakiak?
With our cooperation side, you know, we have, you know, ampi meters in every household. And what the corporation did was, you know, while, you know, this is going on, that the corporation that does our electricity in every home has, you know, put together, and I think it's effective already that, you know, their lights will stay on, you know, even they run out of their credit. So that's, it had been, you know, put into work already. And then from the tribal side, they had put out, you know, some posts, and I'll read one post that they had, in order to protect the health and well-being of our community members, the Native Village of Napakiak declared an emergency due to the spread of the COVID-19 until further notice, and there are quite a few lists that they had put together, and we were urging community members not to travel out of the Waikare region, you know, unless it's for health and or legal matters. And then one other thing, this members are urged not to travel to other villages in respect to the response to this the spread of this COVID-19. You know, we expect other villages not to come to our village, you know, and, you know, this is very, you know, something that we really need to stress out. And if anyone has traveled outside of the region or has come back from the region, that we've already put into effect to quarantine themselves for at least 14 days. And, you know, to stay home and talk to their children about this pandemic and let them not going visiting, you know, or sleeping over into their neighbors, which is hard to do. You know, every little village has, you know, relatives, and we're all related somehow. And this is one of the things that we really highly are recommending. And then we've set up a curfew for, you know, for all the residents, which is very hard to, you know, enforce. And then one other thing that we are really recommending, you know, if we're out and about within the village, you know, this, you know, practice a social distancing, you know, at least 6 feet apart, you know, as we hear every day. And then one other thing that we've done is we went house to house and put up some signs and letting them understand, you know, cleaning or touching, you know, everyday items, you know, doorknobs, anything that has handles to, you know, highly, you know, start disinfecting in their homes. And we'll also be checking up on our elders or disabled people in our community that may need, you know, extra help during this period. And then we are asking, you know, all, you know, manakers that combines, you know, Napakiak is a little hub during this time of season, you know, prepare yourselves, get enough gas, and, you know, to avoid, you know, being turned down at their local store. You know, this is something that we do not want to do, but it's something as a precautionary measure that we've, as a community, that we've worked out.
And Walter, what do you want to see done on a statewide level to help protect Napakiak from the spread of the coronavirus?
You know, we are no different. Every community is different. Every community has priorities and different needs. And I'm urging every community, you know, entities to come together and educate their community members, you know, of little things that may help in the long run. We don't know, like I mentioned, if, but when this pandemic, you know, may come up in rural Alaska, huh?
And, Walter, we just have a minute left. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Yes, you know, one of my concerns, you know, I've been hearing, you know, there are 56 villages and we have one regional hospital in Bethel. And, you know, I've been hearing that, you know, that they are getting prepared. And my concern was my understanding that the YKHC has only 5 ventilators available. And I'm sort of urging YKHC to, you know, if they get 5 more, you know, 20 more, who knows how many we may need, you know, in the long run. So that is one of my biggest concerns for rural Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Walter Nelson is a Napakiak City Council member. Walter, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and take care.
Appreciate it. Boyana Chaknuk.
Boyana. And I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. You're listening to Coffee at KYUK.
Thank you, Anna Rose. Have an excellent day. Well, as you traverse your day, ladies and gentlemen, and you visit, see other people, maintain your social distance, especially if you see them from another village. They're going to try to keep themselves healthy. Maintaining your distance is going to be the way that you help them do so. Remember, this has a life cycle, and you know, it spreads before it shows. So goes to reason that err on the side of caution, maintain social distance, and remain emotionally available. Call in the birthday line at 3:30. That's a place to do so. And most importantly, as you go about your day, remember, don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call
543-3131 today. Nunanik shuni kamiga shumpni yehi ang yoko ayagali ang yoko ayagali imakbim shoko watin.